This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Madeline Brand.
I'm Alex Chadwick. As Hillary Rodham Clinton tries to become the first woman to be president of the United States, another woman just marked her first 100 days in office as president. That's in Argentina, President Cristina Fernandez de Kirchner.
Hermanos y hermanas, créanme que nunca.
She told supporters no other government there has ever been so harshly criticized, and she implied it's because she is a woman.
But inflation is rapidly rising despite a growing economy and also a crippling farmers' strike threw the country into turmoil for much of last month. From Buenos Aires, NPR's Julie McCarthy reports on the governing style of Argentina's former First Lady, now President.
Cristina Fernandez de Kirchner has been called South America's Hillary Clinton, a Rolex-wearing Evita Perón, an impressive senator with a solid human rights record, and a lousy executive with a heavy hand. In recent weeks, she dismissed the country's big soy producers as greedy oligarchs, stirring criticism that she's the one who doesn't understand the countryside, a serious charge in a land of endless pampas and cattle pastures.
Vamos con la segunda!
Weekend rodeos such as this one last Sunday celebrate rural life, but while people here hold fast to tradition, their world is in tumult. For 3 weeks, fellow farmers barricaded highways to demand the government roll back new taxes on exports of soy. Dressed in full gaucho regalia, 70-year-old Francisco Umberto says the president seems grievously uninformed of the hardship her hike in the export tax has caused small producers, who are the vast majority of soy farmers.
Yo lo que pienso como que está mal asesorada la presidenta.
The president is poorly advised and surrounded by people who have no notion about the countryside. She created a lot of discontent because the farmers just want to make a profit like everybody else.
Imposing stiff tariffs on exports, now as much as 45%, is a policy Cristina Fernandez carried over from her husband, Nestor Kirchner, whom she succeeded. He's credited with reviving the economy after its collapse in 2001. Political economist Altilio Barón says to continue to rely on agricultural exporters, in particular the lucrative soy industry, to fill the federal coffers today is not justifiable.
And this appeared as an emergency measure, and the country is not in emergency because the country now has a very, very strong financial base. You have more than $50 billion in liquid reserves in the central bank, which is a lot. And those taxes are still going on.
Barón says in refusing to open a dialogue with the striking farmers, Cristina Fernandez exhibited a stubborn streak that had the unintended effect of rousing a disenchanted urban middle class. By the thousands in recent weeks, residents of Buenos Aires' middle and upper middle class took to the streets in solidarity with the farmers, a rare show of unity. Economist Barón says a clumsy move by the Fernandez government to manipulate the official inflation figures has especially angered urban dwellers feeling the pinch of prices rising on everything from food to fuel. The official rate is 10%. Independent analysts put it closer to 20%.
Many people who were very supportive of human rights policies of this government were at the same time feeling very badly because of this manipulation of the information that the government produced regarding inflation. So it was a combination, and this combination proved to be very, very strong.
This combination is creating the perfect storm.
Political scientist Sergio Berenstein says as dissension rises, the Kirchners are becoming increasingly isolated. They do not, as a rule, hold news conferences, and that President Fernandez has become preoccupied with what she sees as media bias against her, suggesting that sex discrimination is at work. Again, Sergio Berenstein.
Playing the victim card, the gender card, and basically this is what Cristina has been doing. This is a macho society.
A macho society.
Oh, yeah, of course. I mean, you look at income in the private sector, academia, you name it. So it is true. This is a macho society. No question about that. Now, this is not the reason why Cristina is doing so poorly.
The central market of Buenos Aires offers some clues. The poor pick through vats of rotten tomatoes that arrived late on trucks held up by the farmers' strike, which ended last week. 14-year veteran vendor Teresa Ortega says prices are beginning to get back to normal, but are still a third higher than 1 month ago. Ortega faults President Fernandez for not negotiating with the farmers and fears a return to turbulent times.
Do you see similarities between what happened here 7 years ago and what happened here the past 3 weeks?
Yes, she says, we were worried if we don't put the merchandise at an accessible price for the people, we could see looting again like we saw in 2001. But Beatrice Marquardt says all the talk about upheaval is misplaced. On the sidelines of a pro-President Cristina Fernandez rally, Marquardt says what's happening today in Argentina is healthy. It's a moment for everyone to defend what they want and need, she says. Only the dead don't fight. It's good, she says, that there is a confrontation. President Cristina Fernandez's feisty style is expected to provide plenty of that. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Buenos Aires.